经，好吧。
Let's read a place of scripture.
启示录。
Book of Revelation.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十七、十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
启示录第一章十七、十八节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, 18.
我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last.I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，你是教会的主。
Lord, we thank you for you are the Lord of the church.
你也是教会的头。
And you are the head of the church.
当我们为着这个题目来到主的面前。
As we come before you for this topic,
我们只有无依无靠地向你仰望，你来启示供应给我们。
We depend on no one else but look upon you that you reveal and provide to us.
只有你能告诉我们，我们应当何去何从。
Only you can tell us where we shall go.
使我们不行走在黑暗中。
So we do not walk among darkness.
也不落在自己里面。
And do not fall within ourselves.
我们求主。把话赐给我们。
Pray that you give words to us.
为着我们能够蒙你的悦纳，求你把话丰富的赐给我们。
For the that we are be able to please by you, that please give us your words.
也除去恶者一切的搅扰。
And remove all the disturbance of the evil one.
愿主赐给我们敞开的天，丰富的圣灵。
Pray that you give us the open heaven and the fullness of the Spirit.
那无限量的圣灵。充满讲的翻译的听的
For the infinite of the Holy Spirit fills the one who speaks the one who translates and those who listen
让我们同感一灵同得建造
So let us be in one accord and be edified together
谢谢主
Thank the Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ
阿们感谢主我们在过去的周五周六我们有两天的聚会
Thank the Lord that in the past Friday and Saturday we had 2 days of gathering.
题目是教会的道路。
The topic was the way of the church.
初期教会历史的教训。
For the teaching of the early church history.
那本来今天呢，我是希望有机会给弟兄姊妹交通。
Originally, I hope to give chance for brothers and sisters to fellowship.
当我把这个交通的这个机会交出去之后
After I hand out this opportunity for fellowship
我发现我的心里的深处有一说不出来的很难过的感觉
Then I felt very unpeaceful inside
我一直不知道为什么
I did not know why
那我就去祷告我想说可能不晓得发生什么东西
So I pray and I didn't know what happened
结果我发现祷告也没什么效果
Then I realized that it did not work, even I prayed.
就是那个很难受的感觉一直在我的心里面。
This very unpeaceful feeling was continued to be in me.
一直到了这个星期二的下午六点多，快要六点半的时候。
Until about 6 or 6:30 at evening of Tuesday.
我心里想到说，是不是主要我交通
？Then I thought about, was it that the Lord would like me to share?
我就赶快再去祷告。
So then I immediately prayed again.
我就问主说，是不是你要我交通啊？你要我这个时间拿回来
？I asked the Lord that is it that you would like me to share? You want me to take this time back?
当我这样祷告之后，很快就释放了。
After I prayed this way, I felt set free.
所以呢，我想主还是希望我今天站在这里跟大家交通。
Therefore, I think the Lord still would like me to share here with everyone.
这不是说我有什么哈，只是说我们一起靠主的恩典。
It's not that I have something, but together we seek upon His grace.
所以呢，我就想说，我就在里面寻求说，到底今天要交通什么
？So I look toward the Lord. What exactly shall I share today?
所以当这样寻求的时候， 我们有个感受，就是跟昨天前天的信息能够希望能够有个延续。
So after I seek the Lord, I felt that I hope to have a continuation of the yesterday's message.
不过呢，是不同的角度。
But from a different perspective.
所以希望我们大家都在主面一同寻求。
So hope that we together seek the Lord.
如果跟您的意见不同的话，我们再回去寻求，好不好？
If it is different from what you think, then let's just go back and see continue.
所以今天我们的题目就是教会的道路，副题是耶稣基督的见证。
So our topic is the way of church, and the subtopic is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那首先我们必须提醒一件事情。
First, I would like to remind everyone.
教会的道路也是每一位圣徒的道路。
The way of church is also the way of every Christian.
不可能教会是走一条路，基督徒是走另外一条路。
It is not possible that for the church to go one way and the Christians to go a different way.
所以如果基督徒是正常的话，应该是走在神所定的教会的道路上。
So for a normal Christian, one should be able to walk upon the path, the way that God has appointed.
所以我们可以从主对教会的定义，或者主所告诉我们教会是怎么回事，我们可以有一些的明白。
We can understand this from the definition of the Lord's definition about church and also what the Lord has told us what church is.
主所说的教会不是这个房子。
What the Lord means of a church is not this building.
主所说的教会是基督的圣殿。
When the Lord mentions church, which is the body of Christ.
那我们这些人算什么呢？
So who are we then?
我们这些人呢，是他的肢体。
We are his members.
肢体有很多很多，但是是他的肢体。
There are many members, but his members.
所以这是一个活的关系，一个生命的关系。
So it's a living relationship.
所以这个身体是受头的指挥。
So this body is being received the instruction from the head.
最近我这个手不太舒服，就不太听指挥。
My wrist recently does not feel well, so it cannot follow the instruction.
头想要做什么，但这个做不到。
Whatever my head would like to do, but my hand cannot do.
因为什么？我这个已经反常了。
Because now it's abnormal.
所以这个我们是很容易明白。
So it's easy for us to understand.
基督是头，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head and church is his body.
那这个身体呢，是要那充满万有者所充满的。
And this body should let the one who feels all and in all to feel this.
那就是什么？就是要经历，要进入神所要应许或者预定给我们的丰满、丰富。
Which is to enter in the fullness that God has appointed to give to us.
所以，如果我们跟主的关系是正常的
，So if our relationship with the Lord is normal,
不但常常可以经历主、遇见主。
Not only that we can often experience him and meet him.
甚至常常我们会经历到说他充充足足的成就超过我们所求所想的。
And often we can experience that what he fulfilled is more than what we saw and imagined.
我相信这是很多基督徒的经历。
I believe that's what a lot of Christians have experienced.
我原来的所求是这样子。
What my seeking was this way.
但是呢，主所成就的是远超过我所求所想。
But what the Lord has fulfilled is far more than I have imagined.
所以这个头跟身体的关系是非常重要的。
So the relationship between the head and body is very important.
所以不可能头要怎样走，身体呢就不要那样走，那就不是走在神的心意里面。
So it's not possible that if the head would like to go one way but the body does not, then that's not according to God's will.
另外呢，神告诉我们教会呢，实在是彰显神国度的一个器。
And also God tells us that church is the manifestation vessel of God's kingdom.
因为我们这些信主的人都是神国度里面的子民。
For us who believe the Lord is the citizens in his kingdom.
这个国度呢是圣洁的国度。
This is a holy nation.
在这个经历当中呢，我们会经历到什么？就是说，在地上有很多的很多的区别，很多的不同啊。
In this experience, we do feel that there are a lot of differences or discriminations upon this earth.
这个主人跟仆人的不同。
the difference between the master or the servant.
有学问的人跟没有读过书的不同。
And those who are well educated and those who did not, who are not well educated.
文化程度高的跟文化程度很少的不同。
And those difference in different culture status.
或者是宗教有宗教倾向或者没有宗教倾向也有不同。
And differences in religion.
但是呢，一旦来到教会里面。
But as soon as it comes into church,
一旦蒙恩得救,
as soon as being saved by grace,
这些的不同在基督面前呢, 都逐渐消失。
All those differences before Christ has been vanished.
不管我们是哪一类的人,
regardless of what type of people we are,
我们呢, 都需要接受主在我们生命中的扩大。
We need our Lord to enlarge us,
生命中的更新,
to renew us.
所以到了教会中之后，你发现这些的差异呢，已经不是重要的东西。
So once we come into church, then you realize all the differences are not important anymore.
做主人有做主人的方式来认识主。
For a master, there is a way for him to know the Lord.
做仆人有做仆人的方式来认识主。
And also for the servant, there is a way for him to know the Lord.
同样的生活，他们在各他们所在的地位上和所在的环境上的生活。
For the same kind of lifestyle, but they have different their position or status.
都是得着生命的见证，得到生命的成长，也都是在那里要得着产业的一个过程。
They both receive the growth in life, and also there's this same process they receive inheritance.
所以做主人的不能轻看做仆人的，做仆人也不能在那一直在那里抱怨做主人的。
Therefore, the master cannot look lightly upon the servant, and the servant shall not complain about the master.
有学问的不能轻看，没有读过书的，没有读过书的也不能一直在那里有很多其他的抱怨。
And also, for a well-educated person, cannot look lightly upon those who are not well-educated, and the not well-educated person cannot complain about those who are well-educated.
神在那里做生命中的工作。
God is doing the work of life.
基督徒在一起显明我们是同一个国度。
For the Christians being together, it shows that we are in the same kingdom.
而且同样是过信心的生活，必须用坚固的信心来抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And in the same token, we are living by faith. Therefore, we shall resist and also steadfast in faith to resist the evil one.
所以基督徒必须是很认定这件事情。
Therefore, Christians shall really steadfastly assure this thing.
在我们生命的经历过程当中，我们会遇到征战。这征战不是人给你的征战。
In our life experience, we face warfare, which is not from man.
这征战，如果是你遇到的是一些人事物，但背后呢，常常有恶者在那里指挥。
For this kind of warfare, although you do face different people or circumstances, but behind this, all the instruction from the evil one.
所以许多时候这是跟国度有关系的。
So oftentimes it has to do with the kingdom.
一个人得救是从地上的国度被移转成为天上的国度。
For one to be saved, he is being transformed from the earthly kingdom into the heavenly kingdom.
所以当主的见证出来的时候，那也是国度的见证出来的时候。
So when the manifestation of God's testimony, it's also the manifestation of the kingdom of the testimony of kingdom of God.
圣经讲说教会是神的家。
The scripture says that church is the house of God.
主特别提醒说你们都是弟兄。
Our Lord specially reminds that you are all brethren.
我们可能不太注意弟兄有什么了不起。
We might not pay important attention to how great is brother.
但是弟兄呢，这个称呼你一旦是因为信主而称弟兄的。
But especially because you believe the Lord, so you are called brother.
你因为得到耶稣基督的生命而成为弟兄的。
Because you have received the life of Lord Jesus Christ, therefore you are brother.
这一个关系是持续到永远。
And this relationship continues into eternity.
那地上的这一个关系呢，都是暂时的。
For all the earthly relationship, it's only temporary.
地上的关系，你可以是做老板、董事长、总经理，或者是教授，或者是一些高的高一个一些一些让人觉得很羡慕的一些的名称。
For all the earthly relationship, it might be manager, CEO, or professors, or all those titles which other people might have desired to.
但是这些都是暂时的。
But those are all temporary.
它不持续到永远。
It cannot last into eternity.
所以今天我们在教会里面哈, 实在需要常常回到站在弟兄的这个位置上。
So today in church, we shall always return to the position that we are brothers.
因为我们常常彼此称呼的时候哈, 我们常常希望常常称, 因为为了要亲切的缘故, 所以我们有时候说某某妈妈, 某某伯伯,
For to show our closer relationship, so we call each other such as auntie or uncle.
或者是这个为了尊重的一些缘故呢, 啊, 某某教授, 某某什么什么。
Or to respect someone, we call someone such as such professor.
啊, 逐渐的哈, 这弟兄哈, 就变成好像次要。
So gradually the position of brother becomes less important.
如果有人他有的这个 这个名称哈是比较让人家觉得好像地位上比较高的或比较有震撼力的，我们觉得他讲的话呢，就会比较有权威性。
If someone have a title which seems in higher social status, so we think that what he says is more important.
必须注意，地上的关系永远不能超过神给我们那个关系。
But we must pay attention that the earthly relationship could never exceed the relationship God has given us.
很有可能一个做仆人的, 当他在教会里面在那侍奉主的时候, 他的属灵的认识, 看见, 和在主面前的跟随, 是超过那个做主人的。
It might be very possible that for a servant, as he seeks the Lord in the church, that his spiritual knowledge will far exceed the one who is the boss.
所以在教会里面不应该就是说啊，因为他在别人下手下做仆人的， 所以呢，他讲的话呢，就一点都没有地位。
So in church, we can never say that because this person is a servant, therefore what he says should never be important.
我们完全忽略主在这个人身上那个很切实的带领。
And we totally neglect the Lord's leading on this person.
其实那就是我们首先在地位上不站在主给我们的地位上， 就会产生这样的问题。
And that was the result of because we do not stand in the position which God has given us.
还有就是说，主告诉我们说， 教会是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And Lord also tells us that church is a habitation of God in the Spirit.
这个常常考验我们在主面前真正生命的情况。
This often tests our true life condition before the Lord.
我们常常提到圣灵。
We often mention about the Holy Spirit.
但是我们必须承认，不是每一个人都很知道圣灵在我们身上有很实在的引导。
But we have to confess that not everyone really realizes that Holy Spirit truly has the very practical leading in us.
不是每一个人都有把握主在他身上。
Not everyone is really sure that the work of the Holy Spirit has been done.
但主的话告诉我们非常的清楚。
But our Lord clearly told us.
今天我们每一个人如果信主的话,
For everyone, if we believe in the Lord,
都不是因为我们比别人聪明。
Not because we are smarter than others.
不是因为我们把救恩研究的比别人清楚。
Not because we have studied more clearly what salvation is.
好，我觉得。 在福音营里面哈，有好多人信主哈，是因为一句话。
I feel that many people believe in the Lord during the gospel camp was because of one thing.
你搞不清楚，你不会，永远不会搞清楚的。
Because they say that you could never understand clearly.
我已经听了好几个人跟我讲说，他就因为这个话哦，那我就放下来了。
So I heard that many people told me because of the saying, therefore I just let go.
我想这还不是最大的重点。
But I think it's not the major point.
最大的重点, 你会接受, 会相信耶稣基督做你的救主是圣灵的工作。
But I think most importantly that for you to believe and accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior is the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果不是圣灵在我们里面感动, 我们不可能称耶稣基督为主。
If the Holy Spirit does not move us, we can never call Lord Jesus as our Lord.
你没有办法就凭着头脑说耶稣基督就是你的主。
We can never use our mind to say that Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
所以那个圣灵在我们心中的那种工作，我们就不知不觉觉得，哎，的确他就是了。So
the work of the Holy Spirit in us, without even think about it, we know that it is.
所以一个人信主是靠着圣灵入门的。
So So for one to believe the Lord, it's begun in the spirit.
虽然有很重要的话, 是在当时给我们,
although there are a lot of important words have given us,
但是那个工作是圣灵放进去的,
but that's the work put in by the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗特别提醒加拉太的弟兄姊妹, 你们入门, 完全是靠圣灵。
So Paul specially reminded our brothers and sisters in Galatia that you have begun in spirit.
然后他又告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹说, 你们若是靠圣灵得生,
and he also told us brothers and sisters in Galatia that if we live by the Spirit, let us walk also by the Spirit. Those might be something we're familiar with, but not a familiar experience. But we should have such motivation and intention. We are willing to enter into such reality. We shall do our best to enter into this reality. That was my attitude when I first believed the Lord.
我想靠圣灵,
I would like to depend on the Spirit, but I could not feel it.
所以我常常在主面前讲说, 我没有把握是你的引导。
So I told the Lord that I'm not so sure this is your leading.
我需要主帮助我, 让我知道这的确是出于主的。
I need the Lord to help me to know that this really is from the Lord.
不管用什么样可以明白的方式, 但的确圣灵在我身上做工大于主, 我知道这件事情, 这样的做, 这样的行动是出于主的。
Regardless how to understand it, but truly the Holy Spirit worked on me to the point that I totally understand this. How to do this is truly from the Lord.
这是我当初信主的时候，刚开始的时候就有这样的企图心。
So I had such intention when I first believed the Lord.
目前还在我身上。
It's still in me until now.
所以我宁愿花比较多的时间去好好的寻求主，我不愿意在还没有搞清楚以前随便乱行动。
Therefore, I would rather spend even more time to seek the Lord, but I do not want to take any action before I understand it.
而我实际的经历就是, 当我随便行动之后, 我常常发现错了。
And my actual experience was that if I just take action before seeking the Lord, then I realized I was wrong.
所以主在我们里面是真的。
So the Lord in us is so real.
祂可以在每一件事情上引导我们是真的。
It's so real that He can lead us in every single thing.
他是无限的主, 他是全能的神。
He's the infinite Lord and Almighty God.
没有太小的事情。
There's no such thing called little thing.
没有太不重要, 不需要寻求他的。
There's no such thing that's not important that we shall not seek Him.
靠圣灵得生, 要靠圣灵行事。
We shall live by the Spirit and also walk by the Spirit.
然后呢, 又告诉我们说, 我们还要靠圣灵来成全。
And also tells us that we have to be made perfect in spirit.
很多时候啊, 我们遇到一些情况, 就是眼看着就要成功了, 但是又失败了。
Oftentimes we face the situation that it was almost going to be finished, but it failed.
今年夏天我去台湾, 有一个很深的印象。
As I went back to Taiwan this summer, I had such deep impression.
8月8号, 有一个大水灾。
There was a big flooding on August the 8th.
在8月初的时候, 因为我参加那个一个校长交接的典礼。
In early August, I went for a ceremony for two principals to change their positions.
结果呢, 我就认识了一个人。
Then I got to know one person.
那个是一个学校的家长会长。
That was school parents association's head.
他就跟我讲说哈, 他就问我一个问题，他说，哎，你什么时候回美国啊？
So he asked me a question. When are you going to return to the U.S.?
我说我8月18号。
I said that August the 18th.
他说可不可以晚一点？
He asked me, are you able to postpone?
我说为什么要晚一点？
I said why?
他说我们今年哈，这个台湾台南有个地方叫麻豆啊，那个麻豆的文旦哈。
He said that there is a kind of fruit in the southern, in a city in southern Taiwan, which is this year is even better than before.
他说因为到那里之前呢，没有下什么雨，雨下的很少。
He said that because prior to that, there it did not rain much.
他说那个文旦好吃，而且呢又很多，他说今年是盛产。
He said this fruit for this year is so sweet and also abundant.
他很希望我吃得到。
He really hoped that I can eat that.
他说我说我不行，我已经不机票不能改，我一定要走。
I say that I cannot change my air ticket, therefore I must go.
他呢他说那这样好了，你这个文旦吃不到了，那如果你今年年底如果可以回来的话，我留一些其他的产品给你吃。
So he told me that if since you cannot eat this type of fruit, therefore I'll save some other type of produce for you.
没有想到他讲话一个礼拜不到。
But we did not imagine that after one, even less than 1 week, what he told me.
就遇到八月八号大水灾。
Then the flooding of the August 8th came.
那些快要收成的，他说再两个礼拜就收成，快要收成的，在两天之内就没有了。
For all those fruit that was going to be in harvest, about in 2 weeks, it just all gone.
本来看是要赚很大很大的钱，结果呢，赔得很惨。
Originally seemed that it would be a great harvest and could earn a lot of money, but it was ended up in a great loss.
啊，这是一个真实的事情。
It was a real happening.
其实呢，在我们生活中也很多事情。
Actually, a lot of same thing happened in our lives.
在生命上也会有这个问题。
Also, the same problem happened in our lives.
如果我们不是靠圣灵靠到底，我们这个人没有办法成熟，没有办法成全。
If we do not depend on the Holy Spirit to the uttermost, we cannot be perfected and also not be mature.
所以这是，因为我们如果真的被圣灵充满，教会聚集的时候才是被圣灵大大的充满。
Therefore, if we truly filled by the Holy Spirit when the church gathers, it's truly being greatly filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以没有一个人可以说我不希望在当中。
So there's no one can say that I do not wish to be part of it.
啊，这是神对教会的心意。
That's God's will toward church.
而且呢，有一句话说，如果我们是与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
And also it says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
所以不可能说你很活在主的面前，但是圣灵在我们身上一点地位一点工作都没有，那是不可能的。
So it is not possible to say that we live before the Lord, but there is no place for the Holy Spirit to work in us.
所以与主联合就成为一灵，你就进到灵里面的生活。
Therefore, to be joined to the Lord becomes one spirit, and you enter into the life of the Spirit.
然后又告诉我们，教会是基督的心腹。
And also, it tells us the church is the bride of Christ.
在启示录十九章第七节说，心腹自己预备好
了。In Revelation 19, verse 7 says that his bride has made herself ready.
这是告诉我们说，基督是我们的盼望，主耶稣是我们的盼望。
This tells us that Christ, Lord Jesus, is our hope.
今天我们在这里等什么？
What are we waiting here today?
你在等什么？
What are you waiting?
教会在等什么？
What is the church waiting for?
教会在等能够到那个时间能够与主能够结合。
The church is waiting that at that time it can be united with the Lord.
好，下面我们再看一个问题。
And then we look at the next question.
这问题教会怎么来的呢？
So how did church begin?
教会是因为基督而产生的。
Church was born by Jesus Christ.
是主生出来的。
Our Lord has given birth to it.
是他十字架上劳苦的功效。
It's the fruit of his work on the cross.
不是你的功劳，也不是我的功劳。
Not your work nor mine.
也不是人家聪明，所以就产生一个教会。
Not because someone is smart, therefore the church is born.
也不是因为那群特别有宗教倾向。
And also not for those people who are religious.
所以教会的起源不是因为人。
Therefore, church was born not because of man.
也不是因为世界。
Nor by the world.
更不是因为宗教。
And definitely not by religion.
所以不管哪一个聚会是怎样的形式开始。
So regardless of how does a meeting start.
都应当回到基督是源头。
It shall always return to the original source that Christ is the original.
不管怎样的过程产生那个聚会。
Regardless of how the process has formed such meeting,
都应当回到基督是源头。
Should always go back that Christ is the origin.
这不但是神告诉我们。
Not only God has told us.
这也是教会唯一的起源。
And that's the only beginning of church.
教会存在的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of the existence of church?
很简单。
Very simple.
第一个就是，行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
The first is that having done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
神的旨意要做什么？
So what is the will of God going to do?
神是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God would like that all things in heaven and earth to be united in one in Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣在天上啊。
But Lord Jesus is in heaven.
那天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一，实际上的实行要透过谁呢？
So,For the, all the things in heaven and earth to be united in one in Christ Jesus, how is it going to be executed?
教会就是他的器。
So the church is the vessel.
所以教会是神恢复宇宙万物的最重要的器。
So church is the most important vessel to restore all things in universe.
所以千万不要轻看我们在一起的机会。
Therefore, do not look lightly upon the opportunity we can gather.
你也不要轻看你因为顺服主。主给你的引导。
And do not look lightly upon the result of the leading because your obedience to the Lord.
可能在生命的阶段当中，我们不太明白。
It might be that we do not understand in the process of life.
但是，主在引导他的教会的时候，都是往这个方向去。
But when the Lord is leading His church, it's going toward the same direction.
而且主也因为这样子，让教会成熟之后，那些在主心意里面的人就得到主所应许给他们的产业。
And because of this, when the church becomes mature, so those who obey God's will receive the inheritance from God.
所以教会的生活是非常荣耀的。
So the church life is very glorious.
是非常宝贵的。
It's very precious.
是我们生命中很重要的东西。
It's very important issue in our life.
好，希望我们能够得主的开启。
Hope that we can be revealed by our Lord.
然后呢，主也借着教会来使万人得救，明白真道。
And also through the church, the Lord would like all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
我们常常听到说是万人得救，没有一人万人得救，没有一人沉沦。
We often hear that to have all men being saved and no one gets perished.
这是把两处不同的声音放在一起。
It's the combination of two different places in the scripture.
原来的圣经是万人得救，而且什么？来明白真道，就是明白真理。
The original scripture is all men shall be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以一个人信主不是结束，一个人是信主是开始，然后呢，信主之后就一同来明白主的旨意。
So for one to believe the Lord, it's not the end, but it's the beginning. And after he believes the Lord, then we should come together to know the knowledge of the truth.
所以神借着教会来不但把得救的人带进来，而且呢，把神心意的那些的话和那些的工作能够带出去。
So through church, God does not only bring those who got saved into it, but also carry out what God's will and His words is.
教会不只是活在人面前。
Church does not only live before man.
教会也是在世人当中，也在肉眼看不见的那样的一个领域当中。
Church is also for the invisible region.
所以呢，就成为一台戏，给世人和天使观看。
Therefore, have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and men.
所以你不要小看你，因为顺服主。所产生的经历。
Therefore, do not look lightly upon the experience resulted from your obedience to the Lord.
有的人为主的缘故可能受的苦。
For someone might have suffered for the sake of the Lord.
但是这个人受苦的人如果充满了主的同在和生命。
But if this person who suffered is full of Lord's presence and His life.
他不但不受限制，而且呢，他会显出神与他同在。
Not only that he shows he's not being bounded, but he shows that God is with him.
这不只是人看到，而且天使也看到。
Not only man sees that, but also angels.
我就想到那个丁荣是老弟兄啊。
It reminds me of Brother Dean.
他被抓去批斗啊，戴高帽，然后呢又被人家骂，又被人家打。
He was being bounded during the. he was being caught and also being persecuted.
他因为在主面前光景很好,
because he have such a good relationship with the Lord.
他里面很喜乐,
he was very joyful inside.
喜乐到一个地步,
so joyful to the point that he actually smiles.
所以被逼迫的时候,人家觉得怎么嬉皮笑脸,还更加的逼迫他。
So when other people persecute him, they saw that how come you still smiling, so they persecute him even more.
他越喜乐。
And then he was even more joyful.
人家不知道他喜乐的源头在哪。
And nobody understood the original source of his joy.
他自己讲说, 同样做医生的被批斗的, 有人就自杀了。
He said that for those who were also doctors and being persecuted, then they just commit suicide.
这是里面的生命不同。
It was because the difference of their inner life.
这是有主的同在跟没有主的同在。
And that's the difference of with someone with Lord's presence and those who do not.
而且神有一段话给我们很重要。
And also a very important verse God
他说是借着教会使天上的执政掌权现在得知神百般的智慧。
He says that in order that the manifold wisdom of God might know that be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
是现在啊, 不是将来。
Is now in present, not in the future.
现在教会怎么样跟随主, 怎么样活在主面前, 就让天上执政掌权的, 能够知道神的智慧。
How now the church follows the Lord, then it will be made known that the rulers and authorities in heaven east will know the manifold wisdom of God.
所以你有没有觉得教会生活很严肃而且很重要？
So don't you feel that the church life is very serious and also important?
在你想不到看不到的层面, 神在那里做工。
In the aspect that you cannot imagine and cannot see, that God is actually working there.
实在神太抬举我们了。
Truly God has highly exalted us.
太看重我们了。
He really looks so importantly upon us.
我们只想说过一点舒服的日子啊, 我们只想吃得好, 睡得好, 能够活到老就已经了不起了。
We only think that it's so good if we can have a good life and then live a long time.
神呢却说, 他借着我们, 使天上执政掌权的, 得知神百般的智慧。
But God says that through us, He would like to make known to the rulers and authorities in heaven places to the manifold wisdom.
百般的智慧就是不同方面显出智慧出来。
The manifold wisdom means that all different aspects of wisdom.
如果我们一生只有一次好好的跟随主,
if in our life there's only once we follow the Lord very seriously,
你恐怕只有那一次有神的智慧从你身上彰显。
It might be that only once that Lord's wisdom manifests from you.
如果你把你自己完全交给主, 你生活上各方面的每一方面都好好的仰望主,
if you commit completely yourself unto the Lord and in all different aspects of life you seek upon the Lord,
让主的智慧能通过你彰显,
and let the wisdom of the Lord be manifested through you,
那就有百般的那可能出现,
then it might be manifested as the manifold.
那这里讲的还不是单单是个人, 这里讲的是教会, 是指团体的。
It's not only talking about individual, but it talks about church, corporately.
所以我们每一个人在主面前把自己放下来,好好的寻求主,这是绝对的重要。
So it's very important for each one of us to lay down ourselves and seek the Lord.
如果你们都已经寻求好主, 都有主的带领, 但是我呢, 刚好相反。
If you all have seeked the Lord and know His guidance, but for me, I'm totally the opposite.
我没有主的引导, 结果我还要在那里,强力的在那里执行我的意思。
If I do not have Lord's guidance, but I strongly insist my own will,
那可能我是反的。
So it might be that I'm the abnormal.
不过神还是有办法彰显百般的智慧。
But God still is able to manifest His manifold of wisdom.
所以实在来讲,教会生活很深的。
So actually the church life is very deep.
好,下面呢, 教会是为了彰显基督。
And also church is to manifest Christ.
教会要彰显什么呢?
So what can church manifest?
要彰显你的聪明,我的聪明吗?
To manifest our intelligence?
要彰显在我们当中有几个医生,还是有几个 这个做官的。
Is it to manifest how many doctors or government officials are among us?
不，那个都很好，但是最重要的是彰显基督。
No, these are all good, but most important is that you manifest Christ.
圣经告诉我们，第一次信主的人被称为基督徒，是在安提阿那个地方。
The Bible tells us the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
为什么不是在耶路撒冷？
Why was it not in Jerusalem?
安提阿那个地方，那是距离好一段时间，也好一段距离。
There is such a long distance between Antioch and Jerusalem.
因为在耶路撒冷的基督徒还很深的受到律法的影响。
Because for those Christians in Jerusalem, they are still being influenced by law.
所以呢，他们呢？总被认为什么是犹太教的一支。
So they were always being thought as they are one of the Judaism.
人家怎么看，他是犹太教的一支。
So no matter how people look at it, they were just one branch of Judaism.
一直到了安提阿的时候，那些基督徒，那感觉这怎么太像耶稣了，太像基督了。
Until in Antioch, for the Christians, that people feel that they are truly more like Christ.
没有更好的称呼给他们，其实这个是一个。耻笑的话，基督徒或者说基督人，就是或者小基督的意思，就是笑他们。这些人都是像基督，是一个小的基督。
Actually, people were mocking them for so-called Christians are just those who are like Christ, little Christ.
没有想到这个耻笑的话刚好说中了。
But they did not thought that this kind of mocking actually was right to the point.
信耶稣人就是要彰显基督啊。
It was so true for those who believe in Christ to manifest Christ.
就这个话不是信耶稣人说出来，是不信耶稣人说信耶稣人把它讲出来。
And those who are being spoken of for those non-believers to mention about the believers.
所以从此以后，信耶稣人都称自己是基督徒。
Therefore, from that time on, those who believe in Christ call themselves Christians.
就是彰显基督。
Is to manifest Christ.
而且呢，你会发现很多爱主的弟兄姊妹有同样的经历。
And also, you realize that for many brothers and sisters who love the Lord have the same experience.
如果你非常爱人，非常帮助人，信耶稣，帮助人认识耶稣。
If you really love people and also help people to come to believe the Lord.
我听过很多这样的说，哦，那个就是王耶稣啊，那个就是李耶稣啊，就是你要不知道什么，你就把他跟耶稣连在一起。
I have heard so many sayings that they have connected those people together as Christ.
就你要不知道怎么形容他这个表现，那就什么？他姓王了，但是他有耶稣的表现出来。
And because they could not even describe how these actions were, so they put the Christ as their name and put their last name on it.
所以教会是为了彰显基督。
So churches to manifest Christ.
而且呢，在启示录第一章到第三章里面。
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 through 3,
我们知道主耶稣在那里起来告诉，借着老约翰告诉在当时的教会的情形。
So through John, the Lord Jesus told him about the condition of church back then.
所以对当时的教会呢，有审判，也有告诉他们怎样在主面前更新。
So for the churches at that time, there was judgment and also renewing.
但是主每次讲到那些东西的时候，都先讲他自己。
But whenever the Lord mentions about that, he talks about himself first.
主先讲他自己，然后才讲教会的情况。
He first talks about himself and then talks about the condition of the church.
所以主在衡量那些情况的时候，他的标准是以他自己做标准。
So when the Lord measures the condition of the church, his standard is using himself.
所以衡量教会的正常不正常。不是你工作多还少。
So to measure whether a church is abnormal or normal, it's not how much you have work you have done.
不是人数多少。
Not how many people are there.
是基督有多少。
But how much is the Christ is in there?
因为主是用他自己在那量。
Because Lord uses himself as the measurement.
所以教会要看见基督，要彰显基督。
Therefore, church has to see Christ and to manifest Christ.
然后在以弗所书第四章告诉我们，教会如果成熟的话，他的身量是什么身量？
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us what kind of measure is the stature of church.
如果成熟的话, 它的身量就是满有基督长成的身量。
If it's mature, then it's the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
还有教会存在地上的目的, 就是为着预备好, 能够去见我们的主, 与羔羊能够分配。
And also for the purpose the church is on earth is that to be prepared to meet our Lord and to be the bride of the Lamb.
好，现在我们来看耶稣基督他怎么见证他自己。
And now we will take a look at how Lord Jesus testified himself.
耶稣基督见证他自己，也是我们要如此去经历他。And
how Lord Jesus testified himself, that's how we shall experience him.
希望我们在经历上是丰富的。
Hope that we can have the riches of the experience.
那我们在认识上也是扎实的。
So we can be also very firm in our knowledge.
主对于他自己的第一个宣告就是说，我是首先的。
The first proclamation of our Lord is that I am the first.
或者我没有打出来，有一个我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽。
Or to say I'm Alpha, I'm Omega.
换成英文讲说，我是A， 我也是Z。
Or in English, using English alphabet is I am A and also I am Z.
不是只有A和Z, 是吗? 就是我是一切的一切。
Not only A and Z, but I am the all and in all.
从头到尾,
from beginning to the end,
都在我里面,
it's all in me.
我是开始,
I am the beginning,
我也是结束,
I am also the end.
所以我是首先的, 就是告诉我们, 他是一切万有的启示者。
So I'm the first. It tells that he's the originator of everything.
但当主宣告这个的时候，主在地上的时候，却是有另外的情况。
But when our Lord proclaimed this, there's also some other condition when he was on earth.
主在地上的时候，在约翰福音至少有两三次告诉我们说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
When our Lord was on the earth in the Gospel Book of John, for at least a few times it says that for the Son himself he cannot do anything.
唯有看见父所做的。
Only when see what Father does, then the Son can do.
父所做的事, 子也照样做。
And whatever Father does, the Son also does.
而且父爱子, 将自己所做的一切事都指给他看。
And the Father loves the Son and points out everything he does to the Son.
所以当主说他是首先的, 事实上他是指挥到天父自己。
Actually, when our Lord said that He is the first, He actually pointed to our Heavenly Father Himself.
所以我们如果来到他面前, 让他在我们身上做开始的启示者, initial, 你就发现我们会回到神面前去。
So if we come before Him and let Him to be the initiator of all things, then we realize we actually return to God.
所以你发现你如果在生活上很多去经历的话, 你就发现你如果好好的去仰望主, 从主那里得到引导带领的, 不会后悔。
Then you realize in your life experience that if you truly seek the Lord and receive His guidance, you will never regret.
不会后悔只是一面, 另外一面你发现, 你好好你摸到神的带领的, 你跟神的关系是越来越亲密, 是越来越宝贝, 神的引导。
And not regret is only one aspect, but if you truly touch His guidance, then your relationship with the Lord is becoming more intimate.
如果你没有摸到，那当然你不会有这样的认识。
If you do not touch this, then of course you do not have such understanding.
所以他是首先的，表示他是开始的那一位。
So he is the first, that means he's the originator.
不是只是创造宇宙为的万物的开始，包括我们现今很多很多的事情，都是他做开始的。
Not only the creator of heaven and earth, but also in everything we do, he is the originator.
如果你认识这一点，你就
If you understand such point, then you can never have your own opinion. I'm learning this lesson before the Lord.
主没有给我话, 没有叫我说, 我就宁愿不说。
If the Lord hasn't given me words, so I would rather not say anything.
我知道凭我自己说, 常常说错。
I know that by myself, I often say something wrong.
凭我自己做, 常常制造严重的问题。
If I do something out from myself, then the result will be very serious problems.
因为在我里面有一个认识,
because
他是那个开始者。
In me, there's understanding that he is the initiator.
即使这个情况很严重, 但是他没有动, 对不起，我也不能动。
Even if this is a very serious issue, but if he does not move, I also do not move.
看起来很笨，对不对？
It seems very silly.
但是我就在这样很笨的情况底下经历了主。
But in this silliness, I have experienced the Lord.
看起来很无聊，对不对？
Isn't it seems very not interested?
但是我就在这样，我跟主的关系一次被一次的跳跃式的提升。
But because of this, my relationship with the Lord truly leaps ahead.
他是起始的那一位。
He is the originator.
他也居首位，所有什么都他的第一位。
And he has all the first place in everything.
有人常在争哈，到底是我的事业排第一，我的家庭排第一，还是教会排第一？
Some people try to place the order, whether it's my career or my family or church.
你可以听到很多种说法，而且很多种理由。
You can hear many different sayings or different all kinds of excuses.
但是你先把主摆第一，你就知道谁是摆什么没摆第一。
But if you put the Lord as your first place, then you will know everything else falls in order.
在问这些问题之前，先要问说有没有把主耶稣摆第一。
Before you ask those questions, you should ask, have you placed the Lord as first place?
如果真是让主摆第一。
If truly,
那你就得着了你所要得着的答案。
If truly you place the Lord as your first place, then you will receive the answer you would like to receive.
他是教会全体的首，全体之首是他是教会的头啊，他也是原始，原始就是他的开始。
He is also the head of the body, the assembly, and who is the beginning.
所以这是他是首先的。
So that he is the first.
另外的话，他是幕后的。
Also he is the last.
他说我是幕后的。
He said I am the last.
这是说什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
所有一切的终结要归到他那里去。
So all of the ending shall be unto him.
所有一切最后的结局要到他那里去。
So all of the conclusion shall fall unto him.
这是我们生命的目的。
And that's the purpose of our life.
请问你生命的目的在哪里？
So let me ask you, what is the purpose of life?
你有没有因为你所盼望得着的而你的生命被丰富的呢？
Is it there that for what you have hoped for, you have received, and therefore your life become rich?
罗马书十一章三十六节一个震撼的话就是万有都是本于他依靠他而且归于他。
In Romans 11:36, it says that of him and through him and for him are all things.
这是告诉我们源头过程终结。
It's to tell us the origin, the process, and the end.
而且在启示录第四章最后一节说，万物都是因着你的旨意被造而有的。
And in Revelation chapter 4, the last verse, because of thy will, they exist and were created.
你为什么会在这里？
Why are you here?
你为什么有这生命？
Why is it that you have such life?
圣经告诉我们说，万物都是因着他的旨意被造而有的。
The Bible tells us that.Everything exists because of his will.
如果是因着他的旨意被造而有的，我们是不是应当去明白一下，去认识一下他的旨意是到怎么回事？
If that everything exists and were created for his will, then shouldn't we try to understand what his will is?
主又再一次对自己的宣告说：“我是那存活的。”
And also, Lord proclaims about himself that I am the living one.
这特别是生命的宣告。
Especially the proclamation of life.
我是生命本身。
I am the life.
基督是生命本身。
Christ is the life itself.
你得到他，你就得到生命。
If you receive him, you receive life.
所以约翰福音说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So Gospel Book of John says that in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
许许多多人得救的经历，一开始就是遇见光。
For many experience of salvation was that they first met the light.
我回想我得救的过程当中，光占了重要的地位。
When I thought about how I got saved, this light was very important.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
然后不止如此，主要住在我们里面。
Not only that, the Lord will live in us.
是一个新造的生命住在旧造的人身上。
Is a newly created life lives in the old man.
但是这个人呢，他学习一种生活，叫做现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But this person will learn to that. No longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
这是去认识和经历主所给的生命。
This is to know and experience the life Lord has given us.
所以如果你说你真的让主的生命在你里面一直活。
So if you really let the life of Christ to live in you,
你就会发现主宣告说我是那存活的，你一点都没有困难。
Then you realize when the Lord proclaimed that I am the living one, there's no difficulty about it.
因为那个永恒的生命不是将来才给我们，是我们信主的同时就放在我们里面。
Because this eternal life is not to be given to us in the future, but it's already given us at the moment we believe the Lord.
教会每一个基督徒如果都是让基督活在他里面，一直活，就往荣耀里走。
For if every Christian in the church let the life of Christ live in them forever, then the direction is toward glory.
所以哥罗西书三章说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Therefore, Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory.
不要把主在我们里面活的是当作很小的事情。
Do not look lightly, thinking that Lord's life lives in us is such a small thing.
这个活就是让那个生命长长长，把我们长到荣耀里面去。
This living is to let the life grow to the point and we grow into glory.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望荣耀吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you hoping for glory?
你盼望你成为在荣耀里有份的人吗？
Do you hope that you also can partake in the glory?
基督是你的生命。
Christ is your life.
让他在你里面长起来。
Let him grow in you.
教会怎么样能有荣耀呢？
So how can church receive glory?
教会满有基督的生命。
When the church is full of the life of Christ.
刚过的特会，陈弟兄提醒我们。
Brother Christian just remind us in the message.
有一个教会是被应许，可以在大灾难之前就被提走。
There was a church being promised that it can be raptured before the tribulation. That is the Church of Philadelphia. That is a promise for the corporate life. Hope that we can partake in this. At least we should have such wish.
发生不发生,
whether it happened or not, I cannot make the decision. But at least we should have such wish.
你没有愿望呢,
if there is no wish, then there is no hope.
好,
and also, Lord continued to proclaim about himself.
他说,
I did become dead.
这一个宣告什么?
This is not only to say he became dead, but it's a victorious proclamation.
他在十字架上,
people crucified him on the cross.
但是神使他从死里复活, 完全重新解释死这件事情。
But God raised him from the dead and redo all the definition about death.
而且不但是死而复活。
But not only raised him from the dead.
许多生命的经历都要经过十字架的过程。
And all of the experience of life shall go through the process of the cross.
有经历、有认识的人都这样的，有这样的看见。
For those who have experience and understanding will have such seeing.
十字架的工作是神拯救和恢复这宇宙万物的唯一方法。
For the work of the cross is the only way for salvation and recovery by God.
我们不能因为我们能力大来做恢复的工作。
We cannot be because we are powerful, so we do the work of recovery.
我们不能因为我们的知识多，我们放弃了十字架。
And we cannot because we have much knowledge, so we give up cross.
所以十字架的经历在基督徒身上也是真实的。
Therefore, the experience of the cross on Christians are very real.
在基督徒真在生命的那样的一个层次呢，就是死在我身上发动。
For in life, for Christians' life is that the death works on me.
而且呢，奇怪了。 生命在我身上发动。
And very amazingly that also life works on me.
如果我们真是绝对的顺服主，死在我身上发动，生不但在我身上发动，生也在别人身上发动。
If we really absolutely obey the Lord, then not only death works in me, but life works in me, but also life works in others.
主借着十字架把生命给我们，把救赎给我们。
Through Christ, the Lord given us life and salvation.
主也借着基督徒顺服主十字架的工作，把生命流出去。
And also the Lord, through the Christians obeying the work of the cross, the life is flowed out.
而且主在十字架上解决了这个世界的问题。
And also on the cross, the Lord has resolved the problem of the world.
这世界的问题，这个后面有一个恶者，这世界的王被审判。主在十字架上审判了这个世界的王。
The problem of this world is that behind it, there's an evil one. On our Lord, on the cross, has judged the ruler of this evil one.
有一句话非常的妙，他说：“神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。”
It says that the Son of God has been manifested that he might undo the work of the devil.
英文哈，我这个是我这里英文有两个版本，一个是 Young Literature，所以我没有标明，但是这两个版本。
I use two different versions for the English translation. One is Darby and also one is Young Literature.
这里两个是什么？除灭是它的undo，你知道undo就是什么？你知道我们现在用电脑，好像你弄错了嘛？你回去undo一下嘛，就回到原来的。Here
use the word undo. It means that if you have done something wrong on your computer work, then you just return to the original.
撒旦在我们身上做了破坏的工作。
Satan has done the work of destruction on us.
毁灭的工作,
the work of destroy.
但是我们一仰望那位钉十字架的耶稣,
but as soon as we look upon the Christ who was crucified,
神说, undo, 就是除灭魔鬼的咒,
then God says undo, then it means the work of the devil has been destroyed.
你要你这个人更健康吗?
Would you like yourself to be more healthy?
有奇妙的生活吗?
To have an amazing life.
有喜乐的生活吗?
Have a joyful life.
有平安吗?
With peace.
你需要常常经历主除灭魔鬼的作为。
You have to always experience the Lord undo the work of the devil.
就是你信主之后，还是要常常经历这个安度的工作。
Even after you believe the Lord, you should always experience this work of undo.
对不起，我需要借一点时间，我希望不要再讲下一次。I
need to borrow some time.
主再一个宣告就是。 现在又活了，直活到永永远远。Another
proclamation is that behold, I'm living to the ages of ages.
主耶稣复活是一件大事。It's
such a great thing for our Lord to resurrect.
很多人没有办法接受这个事实。Many
people could not accept this reality.
很可惜，你没有办法享受这个事实所带来的好处。Unfortunately,
then you cannot enjoy such goodness of this fact.
等你谦卑下来，你可以接受的时候，你发现。 太晚了，太晚了，为什么早不早一点接受？
Once when you be humbled and you really regret that you accepted too late.
他死而复活，升到天上去，神做什么事？
So what has God do after he resurrected from the dead and ascended heaven?
我只是举很少的圣经给你。
I only give you a few places of scripture.
有一处叫神叫他坐在天上，在天上坐在自己的右边。 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。And
it says that God set him down at his right hand in heavenness, above every principality, authority, and power, and dominion, and every name named, not only in this age, but also in that to come.
另外一处的圣经告诉我们，神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的。 因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。Another
place say that God highly exalt him and gave to him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of heavenly and earthly, and what are under the earth, and every tongue may confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这叫我们得到什么？
So what shall we receive from this?
叫我们知道他是至高的。
So we know that he is the most high.
他是唯一的,
he is the only one.
他是那个真正的权柄,
he is the true authority.
他是唯一至高的权柄,
he is the only highest authority.
不管能看见不能看见的,
whether visible or invisible, it's all under him.
你不要觉得这是冠冕堂啊。
Don't think that we're just trying to say good things.
你常常去 去宣告这样的话，你这个人越来越刚强。
If you always proclaim this, then you become stronger and stronger.
特别是你在遇到灵属灵的征战的时候。
Especially when you face spiritual warfare.
还有什么？他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And also he have the keys of death and of Hades.
没有什么能够拦住他的。
There's nothing that can hinder him.
他是全能的神。
He's Almighty God.
而且呢，他现在呢，在高天上做什么呢？他是在天上的真正的圣所里面做大祭司。
And what does he do in heaven now? He's the high priest in the heavenly place.
那这跟我们有什么关系？
So what does it have to do with that?
他在天上，我在地上，不相干，有什么关系？
He's in heaven, but I'm on earth. So what does it have to do with me?
不，跟每一个基督徒有极其密切的关系。
There's a very close relationship with each Christian.
因为他在那做大祭司。
Because he's the high priest.
基督徒的根在哪里啊？
So where's the root for Christians?
基督徒根在天上。
The root of Christians are in heaven.
啊，所以你要是有一棵树，应该是倒过来长。
So there's a tree that's upside down.
这根在天上，这个是往下长。
The root is in heaven and it grows downward.
啊，基督徒就是这样。
That's how Christians.
那主做大祭司做什么事呢？
So what does our Lord being the high priest is doing?
第一件事情就帮助我们每一位的弟兄姊妹，包括我在内。
The first is that he helps each brother and sister, including myself.
能够照着主，照着基督来过基督徒的生活。
Is enabling Christians to live a life according to Christ.
你在面对事情的时候，你在做决定的时候，你会不会考虑，如果是主，他要不要这样做？
When you make certain decisions, will you consider that if it's the Lord, then will he do this?
你在生活的时候，你会想，如果是主耶稣他在生活，他在你现在这样的生活，他会不会像你那样的生活？
Then would you think that if it's our Lord in our shoes, then will he live this way?
你多去跟主慢慢交涉，或者你做一个决定的时候，能不能带到主的面前跟主慢慢交涉，说主啊，如果是你，你是不是像我这样的做决定？
If you have more dealing with the Lord, then when you make a decision, then you bring this to the Lord to say that if I'm you, then will you do this?
所以我们到底是照着自己呢，还是照着基督？
So are we according to ourselves or according to Christ?
我们很有可能是我是称为基督徒，但我从来都不照着基督。
It might be that.We are called Christians, but we never do things according to Christ.
所以难怪有人看到我就说，啊，我看到这样我也表信耶稣。
So no wonder that when people see me, then they say that when I look at him, then of course I wouldn't want to believe the Lord.
但是你如果是照着基督，
but if you are according to Christ,
就会基督的荣美显出来。
Then the beauty of the Christ shall be manifested.
你愿意照着基督，他在我们身上至少有两面的服饰。
Then if according to Christ, there should be two kinds of ministries on us.
第一个，他用他活泼新鲜的话，使我们这一个灵跟魂能够分开。
First is that using his living words, which is working, then God will penetrate to the division of soul and spirit.
这有什么特别呢？
So what's so special about it?
灵跟魂分开是只是感觉的分开，还是有什么实质上的不同呢？
For the division of soul and spirit, is it just the emotions being divided, or is there any difference, actual difference?
灵跟魂分开，如果最简单的讲，就是你这是出于主的呢，还是出于你自己的？
For the division of the soul and spirit, simply speaking, whether it's from the Lord also, or it's from yourself.
出于主的，主都是从灵里面开始的。
If it's from the Lord, then it starts from the Spirit.
出于我们自己的，就是从我们的魂做起头的。
If it's of ourselves, then it starts from our soul.
所以这是最简单的分法。
So it's the very simple division.
我只是简略的这样讲一下。
So I just like to simply speak about this.
所以主要把我们带到灵里面去，就知道说这一切都是连于宝座，连于主自己的。
So when the Lord brings us into the Spirit, then we know that everything is connected to the throne.
所以你如果愿意到主面前去。主会做这个工作，把你的灵跟魂分开。
So if you are willing to go before the Lord, He will do the work of division of soul and spirit.
可能在起头的时候，过程觉得你好像觉得很困难。
Maybe from at first you might feel difficult.
但是总是会经过的。
But you definitely go through this.
如果你真是愿意，主就会做。
If you truly are willing, then the Lord will do it.
另外一面呢，就是叫我们得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Another aspect is that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonal help.
就是主常常用他的怜悯和恩典来充满我们的路径。
is that our Lord always uses mercy and grace fills our way.
你怎么能得胜呢?
How are you able to overcome?
你怎么能一直跟随主呢?
How can you continue to follow the Lord?
需要主不断的怜悯, 不断的恩典。
You need Lord's continuous grace and mercy.
所以犹大书告诉我们说, 我们要仰望耶稣基督的怜悯呢, 直到永生。
So the book of Jude tells us that we shall seek upon his mercy until forevermore.
许多时候我们在主面前不知道怎么祷告, 没有话讲, 说主啊, 只有求怜悯我。
Oftentimes we don't even know how to pray, but we ask the Lord to have mercy upon us.
我不晓得做了多少这样的祷告。
I don't know how many times I have prayed such a way.
我有时候觉得, 哎呀, 主的道路实在是很难, 所以我想我大概会失败了, 我大概走不下去了。
Sometimes I really feel it is so difficult to walk his way, then I feel that I will fail.
但是神的怜悯和恩典再一次的充满我,
but the mercy and grace of the Lord once again fills me, once again strengthens me, and therefore I can walk ahead.
所以他现在虽然在天上,但是跟每一个基督徒的关系都是活的。
So although that he is now in heaven, but the relationship with each Christian is living.
所以呢,让你能够灵跟魂分开,不要靠着自己,
so there's the division of soul and spirit, not depend on ourselves, but by him.
而且主常有应时的帮助,
and the Lord always gives a seasonal help, which means that the help at the right moment.
这个巧合啊,
such coincidence only can be done by God.
有时候你看那些东西, 那个很好,
sometimes when you look at something, those are good, but you do not need it at that time.
但你需要的时候又没有,
and when you need it, there's no provision at that time.
那神常常做什么? 应时的帮助, 就是主知道你的需要,
and the Lord always gives a seasonal help, which is the help at the right moment.
哎呀,
God is so amazing.
所以基督的生活是奇妙的生活。
Therefore, the life of Christians is such an amazing life.
所以主不只服侍个别的基督徒。
Therefore, Lord does not only minister on each individual Christian.
更重要的主是服侍他自己的教会。
Even more important, he serves his church.
所以他行走在金灯台中间。
Therefore, he walks in the midst of golden lamps.
虽然我们肉眼看不见。
Although we cannot see by our fleshly eyes, but truly he is walking among them. And he's also serving them.
所以, 啊, 我今天早上在思想的时候我就想到一件事情。
So this morning as I was thinking, I thought of this.
我很多年前我跟一个年长弟兄在交通一些关于一些教会的光景。
Many years ago, I was fellowship with an elderly brother about the conditions of church.
我没有想到那个连长突然说一句话,他们不是教会。
I had never imagined the elderly brother mentioned that those are not church.
那不是教会。
That's not church.
哎呀,我听得很刺耳。
It truly pierced my ears.
我后来想为什么这样讲。
I thought, why did he say that?
原来我想想我讲的那,就是我们谈的那讲,就是那 那些的聚会呢,没有真正活在主的面前。
Then actually those gatherings truly did not live before the Lord.
不是他没有相信主,
not that they did not believe the Lord.
但是他没有办法显出他是教会的那个实际。
But they did not reveal that they are the true, they did not reveal that they are church in reality.
我不只听到一次,听了两三次。
They not only hear that just once, but two or three times.
这给我一个很深的一个警惕。
It gave me a very deep warning.
我很希望我所在的聚会不要被人认为那不是教会。
I really hope that the meeting I belong to, I go to, people do not think that that's not church.
就是失去了教会应该有的实质上的情况。
Which is lose the reality that church should have.
我今天早上突然想起来,我没有在想着,但突然想起来这次。
This morning, I suddenly was reminded about this. I hope that we all have such hope.
主为我们做见证。
Lord, testify for us.
主把他十字架在十字架工作的一切都供应给我们。
Lord has already provided every work he has finished on the cross.
常常得他宝血的洁净。
Always being cleansed by the precious blood.
常常得他生命的供应,
always being provided by his life.
在凡事上显出基督的得胜,
and in everything reveal the overcoming of Christ.
这是他在各个他所成就的。
And that's what he has done in Golgotha.
而且主说他的手右手拿着七星。
And our Lord says that he holds the seven stars in his right hand.
这七星呢，这每一个星是教会的使者。
Those seven stars are the angels of church.
这星是发光的。
Those stars are bright.
所以这个星的发光呢，就是有主的光在它里面。
So for the brightness of the stars, is the light of the Lord is in them.
而且它是在主的手中。
And they are in Lord's hands.
今天我们在教会中，如果看出哪一个弟兄姊妹有基督的光在他身上显出来。
In church today, if we see for some brothers and sisters have the light of Christ being manifested,
那是说明主与他同在。
That is to say, Lord is with them.
尤其他又为着主的心意，能够发出光来。
And also for the will of the Lord, he can be lighting up.
他是在主的手中。
He is in Lord's hands.
他说话，他行事，不是为了他自己。
For him to speak or to walk, not for himself.
他只是主所使用那个发光的器。
He is only a vessel that the Lord uses to shine.
我们非常希望在我们当中能发光的器皿，不是少数的几个。
We truly hope that for those shining vessels, there are not only a few of us here.
我们希望每一位弟兄姊妹都是那个发光的器。
We hope that each brother or sister can be the vessel that shines.
义人的路是越走越光。
For the way of the righteous walks brighter and brighter.
那真正成熟的，在主再来的时候，要发光像太阳。
For the one who is truly mature, when the Lord comes back, it shall be as bright as the sun.
所以不管每哪一个聚会怎样，主在当中得着他可以为他发光的器皿，就成为他的使者。
Therefore, regardless of how the condition of each gathering, but if the Lord in the midst of it can receive the shining vessel, then they become his angels.
那一些的器皿有时候是被人轻看的，但是主说他却在主的手中。
For sometimes those vessels are being neglected by people, but Lord says that they are in His hands.
希望主启示我们他自己的路。
May the Lord reveal His own way.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back into Your hands.
你为我们做启示和过滤的工作。
Do the work of revelation, also filtering.
合你心意的，给我们回头的亮光。
Those according to your will, give us the light as we look back.
不合乎你心意的，求你宝血涂抹。
For those not according to your will, may your precious blood covers them.
愿主成就你自己的旨意。
May you complete your own will.
愿你在教会中显出你自己。
May you reveal yourself among the church.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.